This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to 106.7 The Fan the day after the Commanders took Jaden Daniels number 2 day. I'd say it's Jaden Daniels day in the District of Columbia. Washington taking the Heisman Trophy winner. Danny, there's only one team in the draft last night that took the best player in college football in 2023. It was the Washington Commanders, who are getting ready for rounds 2 and 3 tonight. They've got 2 early picks, 36 and 40. They have 4 more picks in the top 78 and 5 more picks in the top 100 as they selected their handpicked quarterback of the future, face of their franchise, the guy that's going to lead Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this new front office and ownership group into their initial era in D.C. And then they elected not to trade up for an offensive tackle, so they stayed pat. And they're going to sit and pick at 36, it looks like, meaning maybe you don't get your starting left tackle unless some things fall your way early tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating what they do, because by not sort of pouncing, that middle of the first round didn't break their way, if you are assuming that, as maybe we did, that they were very interested in a left tackle, right? As soon as, you know, a couple guys go off the board, now you realize maybe there's only one or two guys left and the price may have been too great for them to move up. And you know, there was a lot of machinations, a lot of things that happened that we won't frankly know about. We're not going to know until after the fact, as people start to ask questions like, hey, were you guys on the phone? Did you offer something? Did you get outbid? Were you always content to stay right there? Peters has always said, I mean, guys say this before the draft and during, we're happy with where we're at. We also are open to moving back. We're open to moving up. Whatever helps the football team. Doesn't really tell you anything. But if you believe, kind of by what we're selling here, that that's something that they wanted, because they kind of left that business unattended to this offseason, talking about a starting left tackle to pair with Jaden Daniels, they kind of missed out on the first, not even kind of, they missed out on the first round guys.
We've got one pair of tickets to see the Caps and the Rangers on Sunday. Coming up Sunday night, game 4. Of Caps Rangers, game 2 at home. They play tonight. If they win, they're right back in the series. If they lose, they're down 3-0, and inevitably, they will be dismissed pretty soon by New York, probably. But a massive game for the Capitals. If they win, we got ourselves a first round to enjoy moving forward. They'd be back within a win of the Rangers. We got our tickets for Sunday that we're giving away. We're going to do that at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan, coming up in 3 hours on G&D. So make sure you're listening if you want those tickets. At that time, we'll get you a preview a couple different times today of the Capitals and the Rangers, fear not. But we're obviously going to start with Jaden Daniels. We talked for months about this pick. We opined. We broke it down. We analyzed. We microanalyzed. We overanalyzed. There was paralysis by analysis. Months and months of speculating. And as it turned out, Danny, all that smoke was for a reason.
Yeah.
There were some flames. The storyline was Adam Peters is not telling anybody anything. Lance Newmark and Martin, who's left.
The Martys.
They're not getting word out on what they're doing. So whatever you're hearing, it's just from people that might not know. But the fact is, it wasn't a particularly well-kept secret. As we got to the final week, the Commanders wanted Jaden Daniels, and Adam Peters made it known last night that they made this decision a while back. He said you don't really have to write it in pen until the last moment, so they didn't. But he did suggest that they have known for a little while. And so they got their guy. The biggest decision 44-year-old first-time GM Peters will make, the most significant conversation that he and Newmark and company will have all offseason, was the quarterback dialogue over the last month, and it ended with them taking Daniels out of LSU.
Make no mistake, this is the thing. All the reasons why you go get a Newmark, a Peters, the reasons why you decide on, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt and anybody in between was for this decision, right? You need the most qualified people to make this call. And even the most qualified people who are great at this don't get this right all that often. And there's a million reasons why. You don't know what happens the first time you give, in this case, a guy that's going to be 24, but when you give someone in their young 20s millions of dollars, what's their first reaction? You don't know until you do it, until you give them all the responsibility. What's it going to be like? You don't know until you do it. You do the best you can in this inexact, ridiculous process that is so much fun, by the way, the NFL draft. But the whole point of hiring Adam Peters was for calls like this, right? It's why you don't have Ron Rivera doing it anymore.
The dream in the NFL right now, and this is what every executive wants and what every head coach wants, is the ceiling that Daniels could potentially provide, right? You see it in Lamar Jackson right now, where the best athlete on the field is at quarterback for you. I love the quote that both Quinn and Peters used. And some group think they've been talking to each other a lot, sitting in each other's offices.
You might hear some,
I don't know who stole it from who, but they both used it at different points last night. Jaden Daniels can steal the soul of a defense. Quinn said he does it on third and long. Peters just said he's got the ability to steal your soul. They salivated over the upside, the potential, the roof of this player who had 90 plays last year of 20-plus yards. 90 plays, throwing and running, 20 or more yards in 2023. They looked at a player in the SEC where the best defenses are, with some of the best defensive prospects, I guess I should say, who was the first player in the history of the conference this season to throw for 3,800 yards and run for 1,000, and they said, that's good enough for us. He can make the transition. He's a good enough thrower of the football. He is an electric runner. This is, as I like to say, explosivity personified, right? And you can dream on that. And they chose to look at that ceiling of, if this works out, we've got what everybody's hunting. When you go big game hunting at quarterback, you're trying to find the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the best passer, which Daniels is a pretty good one for the record. Not necessarily the best runner, which he is that coming out and probably post Lamar. But you're looking for the best weapon at the position, and they deem that to be Jaden Daniels this coming season, which is probably true. And long term, clearly, they think he'll be the best player at quarterback. And so they went with the guy who last year showed off a deep ball that he hit on 67% of the time with 22 touchdowns and no interceptions. And while there were plenty of those areas, like there are with May, like there are with McCarthy, like there are with Caleb Williams,
sure,
where you if you want to, you could focus on the other stuff as to why it may not work. And here's something to be nervous about. Here's something that can make you anxious. What are you choosing to look at? They looked at, if it works out, Washington, D.C.'s got the guy everyone in the league's going to be jealous of.
And that's my philosophy here, right? Because the whole point's not to be okay. The whole point's to be great. So I'm going to shoot the moon. And if it crashes and burns colossally, I'll see you in a couple of years. We'll try to do it again. But to me, that's the end of the discussion for me. It's why I fell in love with Jaden Daniels, saying, I know there are wrinkles. There are with everybody, by the way, to your point. And what happens, and I was actually talking with somebody about this this morning, is the last football game is played in, what, January for these guys? Most of these guys, you know, what Daniels' last game was probably sometime in December. Maybe he had a New Year's Bowl. I can't remember anymore. It's been so many months. So there's no football play. There's no new data. All we're doing is pouring over the same stuff over and over and over again. And when you do that for that long, you're not going, you know what else is great? You know what else is great? What are you doing? You're looking for wrinkles. You're looking for flaws. And that's what gets combed over. That's what gets discussed and beaten into the ground or dismissed or elevated, whatever parts of the conversation. So I love the way that you put that, because if you're the team here in Peterson Newmark's case, you're sitting there going, if this is all right, we understand it's a risk. It's a risk with anybody, because anytime you take someone, you're not taking everybody else when you're at number two. If this works correctly, this works as we hope, and we're doing everything we possibly can to make sure that it does, we could be the envy of the league. We could be the team where everybody goes, well, we have to do this, 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 and this because Jaden Daniels is there in Washington, the way it is in the AFC right now. If you'd like to compete in the AFC, and you're, God forbid, you're in the AFC West, everything is now done with, well, Mahomes is in Kansas City. So that means I better have this defensive end or this defensive tackle to bother him or this set of cornerbacks to play coverage this way. Everybody's doing everything to try to get by that beast in Kansas City, that unstoppable juggernaut of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Incredible players, incredible teams have nothing to show for it because that dude's there lurking. That's what you're trying to build. That's the hope. And that's why you shoot the moon on that sort of exciting, enticing, unique, once in a, you know, however many dozens of years type skill set that Daniels has. I get it.
We can open up the phones for you guys for your first reactions after the pick was announced. It's interesting because this is going to sound conflicting, and maybe it is. We all expected Jaden Daniels for several days, and yet there was this prevailing thought. I think for a lot of people, nobody actually knows. They're about to shock everybody.
That's what I thought. I was wrong.
So it seemed like there was an immense confidence for the majority of folks that Jaden Daniels was going to be the pick. But then at the same time, you had a lot of people going, wait till you see what they actually do. And as it turned out, it was almost anticlimactic, which doesn't change the importance, the significance, and the excitement of the night if this actually ends up working out with Daniels, the Southern California native, who played football, basketball, soccer, and track growing up. I talked about this on our draft show last night, and we should thank all the listeners who came out to Dudley's in Shirlington.
Awesome time last night, man. It was great.
The hospitality was great that they provided. That was a blast. But also, we had a ton of people come out, and I understand where we are in the grand scheme of things. You came out for the draft probably because it'd be fun, and you wanted to go out and drink and clink your glasses to Jaden Daniels, but to be a small part of it was really cool. So thanks to everyone who came up and throughout the night made it a memorable evening for us as well. But I mentioned on our draft show yesterday a couple times, Jaden Daniels wears number 5 because he idolized Donovan McNabb growing up. That's why he wore number 5. Which is kind of interesting for a guy that was in California, I think. But now you're starting in D.C. just like Donovan McNabb did. And make no mistake about it, he will be the starter in Week 1. If you took Drake May, I guess there could have been a conversation about that. If you're the Falcons and you have a starting quarterback and you take another one anyway, you might have to sit for a little while. But in the case of Daniels, who played over 50 games in college, in the case of Daniels, who is viewed as pretty polished and has been, he threw to Brandon Ayuk in college. I mean, that's
how long
how
ago
long he was playing high-level college football. He's going to start Week 1. This was the pick last night on television as it came in during the NFL draft.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
There it was. The wait, the speculation, the hesitation.
Kind of the air went out, right? It was like, oh, okay.
The debate.
Yeah.
It ended.
Mm-hmm.
They picked their guy. They got their quarterback. And now it's Jaden Daniels' time. In Washington, D.C., Westwood One provided us with breakdowns and scouting reports of every player. Here is what they put together on Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
Daniels going to keep it up the middle. He's free. 10, 5, touchdown, Fighting Tigers. 17-yard run for Jaden Daniels. 3 rushing scores on the day, and the Tigers lead 37-20.
Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy after producing one of the most explosive dual threat seasons in college football history. 40 touchdowns through the air, 10 touchdowns on the ground, and nearly 5,000 total yards. Daniels has room to improve in the pocket, but few can compare with his raw athleticism.
That was the report from Westwood One on the newest Washington Commander, Jaden Daniels. If you want to harp on and focus on some of the areas of concern, you're able to do that. But what must be acknowledged is In his final year in college, he was better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He won the Heisman. He won the Davey O'Brien. He was the SEC Player of the Year. You could do a lot worse at number two than drafting that guy and trying to see if with a staff that they feel really good about on offense, former head coach Cliff Kingsbury, former offensive coordinator as a basically a passing specialist, you know, Brian Johnson, Tevita Pritchard as their quarterback's coach who played college ball at Stanford and really got rave reviews in the building last year. They think they can make this work and make this transition smooth for him. I'm excited to see what it looks like. Spread teams out, 11 personnel.
Space is key, absolutely.
Get some one-on-one matchups. Make it look like college football a little bit. And then here's where I'm sure we're going to disagree because I know you don't like early in a career having a guy run. You should 1,000% be designing runs for Jaden Daniels right away. That is a huge reason why he's the number two pick in the draft. He's got to avoid contact and get down and use the sideline as his friend and all those things. But this has a chance to be an exciting watch, like must see pretty quickly.
Oh, without a doubt.
It could be electric right away in the fall.
So I'm also reminded, too, of everybody develops at their own pace, right? I mean, you think about minor league prospects. Sometimes it takes a guy in baseball 6 months. Sometimes it takes a guy a couple years. Doesn't mean they're a failure necessarily because it takes longer. It applies in almost all walks of life. I can think of a couple guys. My buddy Jason Weems, who does mornings on PGC, started a few years after.
Jordan Weems, the pitcher for the Nationals.
Jason Weems, who's hilarious, one of the funniest guys I've ever met, started a couple years after most of the guys in my little crew of stand-up, so we all kind of got started. And he was right there with us in 2 or 3 months, like funnier than everybody else, and has gone on to great success. Things like that happen, right? It's not, and you can easy to compare yourself and go, well, after 2 years, he was this, and 4 years. I love the upward trajectory. I love that it didn't happen for him right away. Now, I'm not saying that's better or worse. Like, you'd actually rather somebody demonstrate mastery at an earlier age, and you're drafted 2 or 3 years ago. It's not the way it went, but I kind of love that he overcame. I kind of love that at Arizona State it wasn't all smooth and perfect, and the numbers weren't unbelievable, and he ended up having to transfer after some injury and some part-time playing, whatever, and he got coached hard and kept getting better. I love that upward swing, that upward arc. Honestly, it reminds me a bit of Hurts in Philadelphia, where first year he wasn't a particularly good passer, but showed some signs at the end. Second year got a lot better, wasn't great yet, and then third year they're on the cusp of winning the Super Bowl, where he outplayed Pat Mahomes. I love that kind of trajectory.
I think back to some of the noise now after they picked him too, of the last couple of weeks, and I saw people last night saying, "Well, obviously the agent wasn't really upset with the team." I think he was. Well, obviously, you know, Jaden Daniels didn't really prefer Vegas. Probably did. So what? And that was kind of certainly to the second part, my point all along. He never once said he didn't want to be a Commander. You saw him walk across the stage. We were live calling it last night, like play-by-play, as he was doing the primal scream and yelling and looking very happy. He was thrilled to be the number two pick in the draft. Just because, you know, I want to eat a bacon cheeseburger, doesn't mean I wouldn't also settle for some good chicken tenders. Hey, man, we don't have cheeseburgers today, but you know what we do have?
You know what we got for you.
Yeah. Fine. I'll do that. This was never a he didn't like Washington. But he did acknowledge last night. He did a million interviews. I don't know which one this was in. I wish I could give someone credit. But they asked him something along the lines of, like, did you know you were going to Washington all along? And he basically said, no, they kept a really good secret.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know. And my sense or my guess is, they probably knew it was him when they did their Topgolf outing. I would have to imagine they had made their mind up, according to Peters, on Jaden Daniels at that point. And then the agent didn't love it. And you probably get on the horn with the guy and you go, hey, man, what's up? And he goes, we didn't like that. And they go, okay, well, sorry about that. Here's what we were thinking. Here's why we did it. By the way, we love your guy. We might take him. And the agent goes, okay. And that's that. Mm-hmm. Right? You call, you smooth it over. You got decent people in the building now. Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, with relationships. They've worked with that agent. He represents another Commander at least. I know of at least one. There might be more. I believe he represents Derek Forrest. But, like, all those things can be true, uh-huh. Right? The agent might have been annoyed by Topgolf. So?
Yeah, I get annoyed about stuff
Daniels
here.
Wanted to work with Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
You know who's pretty fired up today, I bet? Jaden Daniels to be the number two pick in the draft to come play in D.C. And it looked like it last night. So all of that can be put to bed as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed. And it's a good landing spot in getting better. I don't see them hitting the ground and being a Houston-type turnaround. I mean, I don't know if everyone in Houston did at this point last year, too. And it all kind of depends on what happens maybe tonight and the rest of the offseason. But it is a good landing spot because I think you have a group that's cognizant of the fact that they now have a signal caller that must be enhanced and preserved. You need to maximize and protect. And there is a graph of push and pull there where you got to protect him, which may mean you can't do certain things, but you also have to maximize him, which means you may have to be a little bit more risky. That's for the geniuses to figure out. That's for the really smart, highly compensated people to figure out how to best do this. But the point is they're aware of it. It's not just, good luck, kid. See you in September. It feels like they understand the gravity of this.
Been waiting since last night to say what I'm about to say. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open for you guys. We want to hear what you think about the first massive draft decision for Adam Peters. He chose Daniels over May and McCarthy. He chose Daniels as the face of the franchise. How do you feel about it today? What was your initial reaction? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. On Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It was a process, and I think that's what, you know, that's, I learned this from the guy next to you, just being process-oriented, and you know, we wanted to get through everything before we actually settle on a decision, but we knew this one for a long time, Pat.
Okay, the Topgolf thing wasn't a potential deterrent, and why did you choose to do that? Because that made a massive ordeal. I assume you saw the reaction by everybody. Then Bill came on the next day and was like, we used to do 12 guys at once. I mean, this is standard operating procedure. Why did you choose the Topgolf thing, and what did you learn from that about Jaden?
Yeah, I think we started doing that when I was in San Francisco, and it was great in terms of just getting everybody together and in a relaxed environment, a good atmosphere, seeing how they interacted, see who gravitated to who. And I think everything gets more magnified when you have quarterbacks, which is something I found out there. But it was overwhelmingly positive in terms of all of our feedback from everybody, and we got a lot out of everybody, and so not just Jaden, but everybody, and in the end, I thought it was really successful.
Adam Peters on ESPN, the McAfee Experience last night. He was referencing Bill Belichick, who has a relationship with Peters dating back to the early 2000s in New England. And oh, by the way, Belichick was really good. Last night we did the draft show, so we were on air. So I went back and was just watching a bunch of
different
things.
Check out some of it, yeah.
I put my head on my pillow last night at 3 a.m. Post-draft, I can't sleep. There's too many energies going through me. It's just too much. I get way too into it. But Belichick was not Belichick.
This is what they've always said. He was
legitimately good. Like, he'll be good at this.
Like, he spoke like a human being, yes. And not like a tortured artist that is trying to explain his masterpiece to some rube. Like, that's how he always was. Sorry to bother you, buddy. Yeah, go back into your cave. He's dynamic, and he like asks interesting questions and is thoughtful.
Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and the Commanders got their guy. They need more of their guys tonight. They pick at 36 and 40 in the second round. In fact, they have 4 more picks in the top 78 and 5 more selections in the top 100. They did not trade up, so they've got plenty of options now. But the question is, Jaden Daniels was the choice at number 2. We have dissected him as a prospect every which way for months. How do you guys feel about the decision? I guess before we get to the phones, I want to get a thought from you on how not surprising this was, mm-hmm. and the fact that we kind of knew this for a while, it feels like, even though we can't go hard with that because there was always that, but maybe not. He didn't come out and say it, so maybe not. But it seems like it was a poorly kept secret.
It ended up being that way, yeah. I mean, to me, the but maybe not prevailed. And that's, I predicted that it wasn't going to be Jaden Daniels, wrongly. So I'll certainly wear that. But it really ended up being the most common sense part of this thing, right? I mean, that's really what this was. In the sense that, yeah, you mean the super high upside guy that can run and throw and do anything you'd ever want from a quarterback on a football field in this modern era, as you know, offenses look more and more like there's that college and pro symmetry where it used to be you're in the wishbone in college and maybe we'll, you know, have a couple of running backs up there at the pro level, but it's a great guess to figure out what you're doing. We'll do a lot of what you did on Saturdays now on Sundays. So it made sense. It was intuitive. It's again, a guy that has a relentless work ethic that turned himself into this superstar that was right there and very deserving of the spot. it now seems so intuitive and so easy and so simple. Yeah, of course that's what it always was. And so idiots like me that thought they were doing nothing but smoke screens and, you know, they were going to surprise us all now look foolish, I'd say.
They're having a press conference right now out in Ashburn. I believe Daniels is meeting the media. So let's go out there and listen in on this live right now on 106.7 The Fan.
How y'all doing? Man, I just want to say appreciate Mr. Harris, you know, Adam and DQ, man, for believing in me, you know, giving me the opportunity to live on my childhood dream. And I just can't wait to get to work. You know, that's the biggest thing. And thank God, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. And thank you to my family, you know, supporting me, you know, believing me and sacrificing, man. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, Jaden, J.P. Finley, welcome to Washington. You said, how surreal has the last 24 hours been? Does it feel real yet?
Kind of. You know, I was just sitting, laying in bed, and I was texting with Malik and Brian, man. We just like, you know, we woke up as pros officially. You know, we're all on our teams, and, you know, we're able to live our childhood dreams. So it still hasn't hit me yet, but, you know, it's starting to get there.
It's official, like you said. What are these Commanders fans getting in Jaden Daniels?
Somebody that wants to be the best version of themselves. I was going to work hard, going to put their head down to work, and do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Jaden, again, welcome to the DMV area. Chad Ricardo with Fox 5. We talk about you winning that Heisman Trophy. We spoke about, of course, you being the number two pick in the draft. You said last night that this was a dream come true. I wonder at what point in your career, albeit youth ball, high school, did you know that something like this was possible for you?
Yeah, this is a dream I had since I was a kid. You know, I set out, I got a blank piece of paper, you know, where I'll play in the NFL and put it above my door. So I seen it every morning. And, you know, that's just something I dreamt about every time I worked for. You know, the workouts with my dad, you know, when I didn't want to work out. You know, when I started doubting myself when I was younger, like, can I really do this, man? You know, all the perseverance I've been through, adversity I've been in my life, you know, led me to this point now.
Anybody who makes it to this level of success, of course, they have a motivation, an intrinsic motivation, a why. What is that for you? What keeps you working hard and looking to be the best, even when you maybe don't feel like it?
I'll just say my parents. They sacrificed for 23 years of their life for my life to get me to this point. And, you know, without them, I wouldn't be here. You know, how hard they worked. What they instilled in me to be a great human being, not just a football player, but a person, you know, treat people with respect and gain their respect to others. You know, nothing's given to you in this world. You got to go out and earn everything.
Hey, Jaden, Sam from the Washington Post. Welcome to Washington.
Appreciate it.
What, now that you've been drafted, what's your focus? What's next?
Getting to meet my new teammates and learning this playbook. That's the focus for sure.
Have you been able to reach out to anyone?
The only person I talked to so far was Jahan, but, you know, all my team is starting to hit me up now. So after I'm done with all this, I can reach back out to him.
Jaden Scott Abraham, ABC7 again. Welcome to D.C. What I loved about Adam's press conference last night, what he liked about you, when Jaden Daniels takes the soul away from a defense.
2023 Florida game.
Can you elaborate?
Just turn on the tape and watch that game.
And being the number two overall pick comes with expectations to be part of the solution to help turn around this franchise. Why do you think you're ready for that role?
I mean, God put me in this place for a reason. You know, my life is already written out. He got a plan. I'm just following it. But that comes with the work at the end of the day. Nothing is given to me. It's not a given. I'm a starter week one. I got to go out and I got to earn it. You know, I got to put in the work. I got to learn the playbook, earn the respect of my teammates, and, you know, go out there and try to win football games.
The leap you took last season, obviously significant, the production you had. What do you credit the most for, you know, your ability to really improve year to year there?
I would say just the stability I was able to have at LSU. Same coaching staff, same coordinators. And, you know, it's just the camaraderie and the trust that me and my guys built this past offseason. and be able to find ways to take my game to another level. I didn't want to come back to college and do the same thing I did the year before. So I want to take my game to another level. And, you know, shout out to, you know, LSU and the support staff that helped me out, whether that's the Oculus, the VR stuff that I was doing, or even after practice, you know, the equipment people, the equipment assisting the students, you know, catching football for me when I'm the last one on the field. So I appreciate all of them.
You mentioned the 2023 Florida game. What do you remember most from that game?
win the Heisman Trophy. I don't really like Florida. I don't like LSU, so it is what it is.
Jaden, John Kine from ESPN. When did you realize you had taken your game to another level?
I'd say I kind of seen it through spring ball and fall camp, just how we're clicking on all cylinders as an offense. And we knew we would be really good. We didn't know how good we could be, but we knew we'd be really good. And I'll probably just say maybe the Mississippi State game. You know, it's something that it was just clicking for us at all cylinders, man. And, you know, we were just out there having fun. And from there, it was like, man, we got to keep it going. We got to keep improving each and every week.
What did you see from yourself, though, that allowed you to think that you had taken it to that level?
Man, I'll just say my swagger and confidence and belief in myself. You know, that's the same kind of confidence I had in high school when I was walking around, you know, playing football, having fun. And, you know, the game felt fun, you know, out there just being able to be with my teammates, my brothers. That we worked so hard for 6 months of your life, man. You only get one opportunity on Saturday to go put stuff on film. So, you know, we went out there and we performed.
Hey, Jaden, Ben Standig with The Athletic. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Obviously, this team did a lot of homework on you. Homework on them, and what did you kind of figure out that this might be a pretty good spot?
Man, I watch football regardless, so I kind of already seen the plays that they had last year. Obviously, Cliff was in Arizona when I was at ASU, and, you know, it's all around. I'm just a football junkie, obviously, watching DQ at the Cowboys over at the D.C. Adam was over there with the Niners, and, you know, couple of my friends play at the Niners, so I always just watch football, see what they do and how they build. So just an organization, I didn't know how passionate the fan base was until, you know, I was in this process, man. So I'm excited to get to work.
And obviously you showed a lot last year in particular about your game. Are there still elements? You were running a scheme that LSU called, or that you're ready to show that, you know, you can do even more than what you've done?
Oh, for sure. I think I still got more in the tank to learn. And, you know, I got more ability to tap into. I'm not a finished product. I'm 23 years old, man. So now I'm able to come in and learn a new system and see where I could take it.
Jaden, David Aldridge with The Athletic, man. Welcome to D.C., bro.
Appreciate it.
When and how in real time on the field start to become easier for you?
Yeah, just this past season, you know, just my preparation throughout the week, whether I was waking up early, staying late, and making sure, you know, I'm prepared for the game, kind of stretch itself out during the week so when game days come, it was easier. And that stuff that I did, man, I was able to use the VR stuff and get 200 more extra reps, you know, just mental reps, man, instead of having to go out there on the field and put stress on my body. So I can feel fresh for the game, but just find a little ways to prepare even more and take my game to another level.
Darius, let's pause this where it's at right here, and we'll pick it up as soon as we return. You guys will not miss anything. The Jaden Daniels introductory press conference out in Ashburn. You're listening to Grant and Danny. You've been listening live to Daniels, and we'll pick up the presser in moments right here on The Fan. G&D on The Fan, a little earlier than we were anticipating. The Jaden Daniels press conference out in Ashburn today jumped up on us. We've been listening live to it, but we paused the proceedings. So now we'll play some catch-up. You were hearing from your brand-new face of the franchise and starting quarterback in the nation's capital. He had an outstanding answer. Scott Abraham said, "Hey, Adam Peters said that you have the ability to steal the soul of defenses. What does that look like?" And he said the 2023 Florida game.
Which popped me.
So funny.
372 yards passing, 234 yards rushing, 5 total TDs.
Scott then said, well, can you expound upon that? And he goes, turn on the tape and watch the game. Love that. Daniels with the media.
And who pushes you and challenges you in terms of that football knowledge, in terms of getting uncomfortable and wanting and being able to learn more and do more?
You know, he was there with me every day. You know, 5 a.m., late nights, man. He pushed me. He pushed me. He challenged me. He's like a big brother in me. We argue. We didn't see eye to eye, but, you know, he wanted the best for me. And he seen something in me that I see in myself, man. He helped me bring it out for sure.
Hey, Jaden. Donna Hopkins, Pro Football Plus. Welcome to Washington. Everybody knows you as the football player. They know that, know who you are outside of football. Who is that person?
I'll just say somebody kids could look up to and be a role model, inspiration, especially kids with color, you know, look just like me, that have goals of being up here one day and be able to live out their dreams, you know, because I was in the same seat as them. And, you know, hopefully I could be that inspiration, that role model to them, like Michael Vick and, you know, looking at Lamar Jackson, those type of people when I was growing up, looking at them and seeing that they did it their own way. And if they could do it, you know, I could do it too, and vice versa.
Steve Warner from Associated Press. Jaden, congratulations. Adam said last night that he felt like the adversity you've gone through prepared you for kind of the pressure of the situation. How do you feel like your road here has gotten you prepared for the possibility of being a number one quarterback in the NFL?
See, I've been through off the field my personal life, man. Just the stuff I've been through personally, man, got me to this point. I feel like the stuff I dealt with is probably the hardest thing I'm going to deal with so far in my life, man. So football is fun. You know, it's a getaway from everyday life. So, you know, that's how I treat it. That's how I approach each and every day.
Start right away, some kind of sit and wait. How prepared do you think you are to be a pro quarterback right away?
Man, I don't know the playbook, so I'm not prepared right now.
Jaden, Candace Buckner from the Washington Post. You mentioned Michael Vick yourself, how you present yourself, you know, even to us.
Yeah, I mean, that just comes with the position. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like all those type of guys, how they market themselves, how they carry themselves as franchise guys, you know, hopefully one day be in their shoes. You know, you never see anything off the field issues about them. You know, they carry themselves with a high standard, and, you know, I want to be in their shoes one day, so hopefully I could get there. But, you know, I got my own dream, my own role to take.
What was the sign in your bedroom?
Yes, I wrote, I'll play in the NFL.
How
old? I don't know, probably like 7.
Welcome to DC, Jaden. Desmond Purnell, WUSA9. I know it's early in the process, but I'm curious to know, what are your impressions? How is your relationship with this man sitting in front of me, head coach Dan Quinn?
Yeah, I mean, just the impression he left on me, man. He cares about the person. He doesn't really care so much about the football player. He just wants to know who you are as a person, and that's how he wants to build a relationship. You know, that's how you get the best out of each other, when you can trust them and you know them personally, for sure.
Hey, Jaden, David Harrison, Commander Game Day, SportsIllustrated.com. Welcome to D.C.
Appreciate it.
It allows you to travel away from home but still be comfortable in your skin.
I mean, I say I got more comfortable when I was in Louisiana. You know, I was older. Obviously, it's the life I want to live. But when I first came out of high school, man, I would have been homesick, man. I couldn't go too far from home. I couldn't even lie to you. But once I made that transition to Louisiana, man, it helped me grow even more. You know, being out there on my own, wasn't really dependent on family. More so, you know, how to figure some stuff out and figure out who I want to be as a person, as a man.
You share the impact your parents have had on your journey so far?
I mean, words can't even explain it. Just being there for me no matter what, you know, through the ups and the downs, really. And like I said, they sacrificed 23 years of their life for me to get to this point. So I know it's a proud moment for them, you know, to see their son live out their dreams.
Hey, Jaden, Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports. I know you haven't gotten into the playbook yet, but you mentioned that Cliff Kingsbury was in next to run, and what kind of excites you about what he does?
I mean, just the creative mind that he has on the offensive side, how he can attack defenses. obviously what he was doing over Arizona, you know, with Kyler and having success. You know, I want to go out there and, you know, I want to be successful, but, you know, it comes with putting the work each and every day.
That was Jaden Daniels, full press conference just minutes ago. It wrapped up out in Ashburn. Likeable.
Oh, my God.
Kind of funny, relaxed, comfortable. That was a well-conducted first presser for him. Couple of great zings, including...
I don't have the playbook. I'm not... How can I be ready?
Yeah. Are you ready to start? No, I haven't seen the playbook yet, so I can't possibly be ready.
That was great. What a
good line. All right, let's hit the phones next. There are a couple lines open. We want your reactions to the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels with the number two pick. They're going to sink or they're going to swim over the next couple years. The Harris ownership group, the Peters front office, based on his performance and how much they can elevate him starting tonight. How do you feel about the decision? 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.